You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Warning, The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, the world's most exciting podcast, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, New York Times best-selling author and National Radio Hall of Fame inductee, Michael Savage.
It is Rock and Roll Friday on the great old Savage Nation. Well, here I am in a studio I used for many a year, probably 15 years of my life. I haven't been in it in many a year. Completely renovated, ready to go for another 15 years. And, of course, the phone number here is 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. It is Open Mic to Mic Friday. I have many stories I will touch on. I'm not going to agitate myself and agitate you. You know all of them. See, here's the beauty of talk radio today. There's no need for it. In other words, talk radio was great when you couldn't find stories without buying a newspaper. I started in 94. You have to go buy newspapers, magazines. Every one of you can get every news story within 3 minutes on every site, every headline. So what is the purpose of talk radio? To tell you what you already know, to make you feel good, to confirm your beliefs, to make you hate somebody, or to educate and entertain you, or to enlighten you. What is the purpose of talk radio? Is this format still alive? I think so. Especially if I don't just read you what you already know. So I'm not going to mention Biden other than to say, big deal. Why would I talk about him? We know it was a fabrication. We know the speech was splatted together, spliced together, garbage put together by the vermin of Hollywood. What's the point of talking about it? You think I'm going to revert to the level of calling in plugs like the know-nothings in talk radio do? You think that's funny? Not going to do it. Instead, I'm going to ask you some questions and you're going to tell me no lies. QAnon came up last night with Donald Trump. They try to smear him as some right-wing maniac because of QAnon. You know, the vermin in the media, those who should have been put into Stalag 17. I'm going to ask you, if you're listening to this show, and I know many of you are, if you are a QAnon member, that's an anonymous website, by the way, can you please call this program and tell this audience of influential people what is QAnon and what the heck do you stand for? Because I don't really know. I know you're good. I know you stand for sort of borders, language, and culture. I know you stand against socialism, communism, mayhem, terrorism, anarchy. Yeah, I know that. But what are you? Again, the phone number is 855-400-7282. Here's Donald Trump in clip number one in his response to the setup question by the vermin in the media. Let's hear.
Well, I don't know much about the movement other than I understand they like me very much. Which I appreciate, but I don't know much about the movement. I have heard that it is gaining in popularity, and from what I hear, these are people that, when they watch the streets of Portland, when they watch what happened in New York City in just the last 6 or 7 months, but this was starting even 4 years ago when I came here. So I don't know really anything about it other than they do supposedly like me.
So then the vermin in the reporter pool, who should have been deported a long time ago, says this to the President of the United States, clip two.
The crux of the theory is this belief that you are secretly saving the world from this satanic cult of pedophiles and cannibals. Does that sound like something you are behind?
Or well, I haven't heard that, but... is that supposed to be a bad thing or a good thing? I mean, yeah. If I can help save the world from problems, I'm willing to do it. I'm willing to put myself out there.
She sounds like she's a cannibal to me. Why is the media so terrible? Why did they not say one word to the Islamophile Barack Obama, who gave away the country, who destroyed the military, who set the seeds of hatred against the police in this country? Why did they not say a word? Because why? Because the media is one and the same as them. The media and the Islamists, the media and the anarchists are one and the same. My friends, we have a real battle on our hands, but I'm not going to devote myself to the battle. I'm going to, again, ask the audience, if you are a QAnon member, whatever that is like a secret handshake or what? What do you guys do? Do you have meetings? Do you wear strange hats? Do you go to hotels in Chicago for conventions and have prostitutes and throw things out of the window? What does QAnon do? I don't even know who they are. And so I really want to educate myself more than the audience. If you're a QAnon member, please 855-417-2822, because we have a country that is on the precipice of falling apart. I found a little medallion. I told you I'm in an old studio I used to be in. I even went into all of my files and found pictures I was about to delete. Did you ever go on an old computer? I was going to delete all the files, and I found pictures of Teddy when he was young with me in a restaurant in North Beach. I was drinking a glass. What a great picture. It's up on michaelsavage.com. I'm going to share some of these older pictures with you. I can see why people really liked me years ago. I was really good looking. You know, I had great genes. I still do. I mean, I'm still living. I could see why people were drawn to me. So I have a little plaque I found, a little medallion someone gave me when people were still sending me things from my library, which will never be. It says, always be yourself, because the people that matter don't mind, and the ones that mind don't matter. Those are the great days. People sent me things. I got a Liberty Bell from a listener in the 90s. I have a whole collection of things people used to send me when talk radio was young and America was still hopeful, before the left was hijacked by the communists. You know, there used to be a liberal wing in this country and a conservative wing. And as I've said to you numerous times on this program, a bird needs two wings to fly. Unfortunately, with the amalgamation of the left and the media, this bird's been flying in left circles for too many years now. We elected Donald Trump to try to right that bird. And he's gotten us flying a little straighter, but not as straight as we need to fly in order to survive. That's where we are today. In Connecticut, Reed is a member of QAnon. I can't wait to hear from him. Reed, tell us what QAnon is. Reed.
Hey, how you
hello.
Doing? All right. How you doing, man? First time caller, baby.
Okay, so what is QAnon?
QAnon, to me, is a military operation that makes you think. He's been making me think for years now.
And wait. Slow down. A military operation or a militant operation?
To me, I think it's a military operation that's throwing us information, but it's on a national security level that can't be known that way.
So what are you? What do you know that the average jerk out there doesn't know?
I would say everything from 2 years ago till now has been told to us, and it has nothing to do with angry group of people.
What about the accusation that QAnon says that there's a pedophile group and cannibals or something that's running the country?
Me, there is, and it's known about. If you look online, it's all known.
Okay, here we go. So it's, again, the Pizzagate thing?
To me, if you look at the information on it, you can't deny it.
But you see, that diminishes whatever value QAnon may have to keep pushing an idea that there's a secret satanic cult of pedophiles in the government without naming them, without evidence. And what do you mean cannibals? Who are the cannibals?
The cannibals are really, I think, all of them.
But what do you mean by cannibals? Do you mean figuratively or literally cannibals?
To me, it's a very sick cult of people that are running this world with...
So you don't mean they actually eat human flesh, do you?
Games.
You don't mean that Joe Biden actually dines on human kidneys?
God, I hope not.
All right, let's see where we can go with this. 855-400-7282 is the phone number. And if you're a member of QAnon, I really do want to hear what you have to say. Las Vegas, Carl, line 5, you're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, doctor, I've talked to you before. We sometimes have been at odds.
All right, please, let's make your point. I know we've talked. All right, so what's your point today?
Okay. I, as a retired psychologist, I want to talk to somebody from QAnon, and here's to show you what kind of mental capacities they have. He said, oh, people like Tom Hanks, Hillary Clinton, they sit around at parties eating babies. something in the baby's flesh.
Well, maybe you met a crazy person who went on QAnon. It doesn't mean that's what QAnon is.
Wait,
let me ask you something. So a member of the Black Lives Matter movement says your mother's umbilical cord should have wrapped around your neck 7 times and all cops should die. Does she represent BLM?
No, but I've read things from the QAnon.
No, I'm asking a question. Does that woman represent BLM who says all cops should die?
Not 100%, but what the QAnon has...
Wait. Don't go over my question.
No.
So you're not gonna destroy all of BLM's points with the crazies who are appearing and speaking for them. Why would you do that to QAnon when you don't even know them other than one nut that you met?
You just had a call from one. Did he sound mentally stable?
He sounds more stable than Joe Biden.
Did you hear Joe Biden?
Do you actually tell me, are you telling me as a psychologist that Joe Biden has all his faculties?
I think he's got more faculties than your hero in the Oval Office.
Well, give me an example of what his faculties represent, Joe Biden. Tell me what he stands for.
He's got...
Well, what's the laughter for? What's the ha-ha? What does Joe Biden stand for?
He stands for the people. I think he has feelings for people. Trump...
Oh, you actually believe a politician has feelings. How would you know that, Mr. Psychologist?
He's got more empathy.
Wait, how would you know he has empathy other than the fact that it was created by Hollywood? Why would you buy that?
Because you listen...
Tell me about Kamala Harris. What do you know about her? You love her, too?
I don't love her. I never met her. But what I'm trying to say...
Well, what do you love about her? Because she's going to be president by the Ides of March. Thanks for the call. 855-407-282. I'll be right back.
Savage.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to LibsynAds.com now. That's LibsynAds.com.
Okay, you know I'm a car guy. You know I've had a Hellcat. And with the ever-increasing numbers of cars like Dodge, BMW, and Volkswagen, and models like the Hellcat, X3, and Jetta, it's now impossible to stock all the parts you need in a traditional chain storefront. We all know that. I'm a car guy, and I'm telling you, why endure often pointless or seemingly intimidating questioning and wait while a counter man orders the parts on his computer, choosing the only brand his warehouse happens to carry? You have computers with access to rockauto.com right in your home and in your pocket. One reason to repair and maintain your cars is to save money that you could then use for other important things like the mortgage or food. Why would you choose to spend 30%, 50%, 100% more for the exact same auto parts in a chain store or a new car dealership when you could do it at home on your own computer? Now, you may not know this, but chain stores have different price tiers for professional mechanics and do-it-yourselfers. RockAuto.com's prices are the same for everybody, and reliably low they are. RockAuto.com always offers the lowest prices possible, rather than changing prices based on what the market will bear like airlines do. RockAuto.com is for everybody and does not require membership or account login. Does not require this. You could just do it yourself. RockAuto.com is a family business serving auto parts customers online for 20 years. Just go to RockAuto.com to shop for auto and body parts from hundreds of manufacturers. They have everything from engine control modules and brake parts to tail lamps, motor oil, even new carpet sets. Whether it's for your classic or daily driver, get everything you need in a few easy clicks, delivered right to your door. The RockAuto.com catalog is unique and remarkably easy to navigate. You can quickly see all the parts available for your vehicle and choose the brands, specifications, and prices you prefer. But best of all, prices at RockAuto.com are always reliably low, and the same for professionals and do-it-yourselfers. Go to RockAuto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car or truck. Write SAVAGE in their How Did You Hear About Us box so they know we sent you. That's SAVAGE. They have an amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. Don't stand online in an auto parts store and wait for the hostile clerk to get back to you. Go to RockAuto.com.
All the
parts your car will ever need.
Rock Auto.
All the parts your car will ever need.
RockAuto.com.
There are everyday actions to help prevent the spread of respiratory diseases. Wash your hands. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth. Stay home when you are sick. Cover your cough or sneeze. Clean and disinfect frequently touched objects with household cleaning spray. For more information, visit cdc.gov/COVID-19.
Furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters and this podcast.
When I look at the country today, I want to die. I look at the filth and the garbage. I look at Wolf Blitzer. I look at Jake Tapper. I look at them and I compare them to even liberals of the yesteryear on the media, who were middle of the road, intelligent men. They looked like men. They sounded like men. They were not operational for the Communist Party USA. And I say, how did we win World War II? How did the average man, Eddie, beat Superman? Hitler's supermen who were raised in the Hitler Youth. How did your grandfather or great grandfather beat Superman? How? Because they didn't have CNN. They didn't have MSNBC. They didn't have a communist school system filled with perverts and degenerates and cannibals of the human soul. Are there any other questions? Can we still produce tail gunners, belly gunners, and pilots? You betcha, we have them. But Wolf Blitzer and Jake Tapper and the vermin in the media don't show them to you. Instead, every white male is a member of the Ku Klux Klan to these anti-American pieces of garbage. Every minority is seen as a hero. Every homeless person is sacred, the new sacred cow, the homeless person. Someone who fell in the gutter, not because of me, not because society failed them, but because they failed society. I will reverse what JFK said. And stop looking at the garbage of the world, the human trash of the society, as victims. And look upon them as people who failed our society, not a society that failed them. I'm so sick of the propaganda. It's upside down. Now, what you just heard was worth the price of admission to this show. Because you're not going to hear it anywhere else. Because I didn't read it on any website. I didn't call Joe Biden plugs for a bad laugh. I'm giving you one from the heart, because that's all I got left. You know, on my website, going through the old pictures, I found one of Teddy and me. Oh, my God, is it beautiful. He's blind now and he's deaf, you know. I was in the dentist yesterday on my day off. I had to have some stuff done, right? So the dental guy, he's a dental surgeon. He had to go under the gum, you know, the injection thing. Big deal. Okay. So he says to me at the end, he says, how's Teddy? Because they all know Teddy. I used to take Teddy with me everywhere, the mascot of the Savage Nation. So it's a sad story. I don't like to talk about him. So I said, you know, Doc, I said, he's blind. He's deaf. I said, you could clap your hands and like bang a pot. He doesn't hear you. He walks right past you. I said, but he lives with the three other dogs and they guide him around. They're like seeing eye dogs for a dog. He's got two little girl poodles and he's got a Havanese and he follows them by scent. He's still got a great appetite. He's not in pain. I wouldn't let it go on. So I said, what are you going to do? I said, the reason we love our dogs, maybe your cat. I'm allergic to cats. I love the look of a feline, but I can't have one. I've always been a dog guy. Secondly, dogs are overt. Cats are covert. I don't like anything it makes in a box. I'm sorry. I'd rather a dog make on the floor. I can't explain it. I don't like animals that hide their waste product. Anyway, I love dogs. So Teddy's 16. I said, you know, they're noble creatures. They don't complain. They don't cry. They don't sit and moan about how they can't see or hear. What are you going to do? He still loves me. I come over. I give him a kiss. He licks me, you know. He's still aloof, exactly the same as he was. I said, the reason we love our dogs is because they're noble. And I said, we see ourselves in them. So I found this picture of me. Here I am in a cold day in San Francisco when the North Beach restaurant was still there. Now it's boarded up with graffiti on it, thanks to Mayor Moron. The restaurant is boarded up with graffiti on the wall. There I am drinking the white wine. Teddy staring at the wine. I think he wanted it more than I did. Enjoying a day in North Beach. There is no beach anymore. There's no north. There's no beach. There's no south. There's no east in San Francisco. It's a hellhole. A hellhole, a pile of human feces. They've destroyed the city. And all we hear is Donald Trump destroyed the country. What nerve they had last night playing the sounds of dying people like Trump killed them. Did they actually think someone bought that crap? Which degenerate from Hollywood put that garbage together? Which sick mental case that spends his holidays in Palm Beach in a hotel with street hookers put that together for Joe Biden and the fake Kamala Harris? Because I didn't buy it, did you?
Savage.
Well, I don't know much about the movement other than I understand they like me very much, which I appreciate. But I don't know much about the movement. I have heard that it is gaining.
Donald Trump responding to one of the Solenterites in the media trying to set him up about QAnon as though QAnon is the bad party in the country, not BLM, not Antifa, who are burning cities to the ground and killing people. But it's QAnon. We don't even know who they are, but they're worse than those burning cities down. And killing people, according to the Solenterites in the media. See, I'm being nice, Solenterites, instead of using the other word. A Solenterite is an animal without a backbone. That's who was in the media. Suddenly, they all found the backbone. They didn't have one word to say when we had that imposter Obama in the White House. Not one word, no matter what he did. Not one word. They didn't have a backbone. Now, all of a sudden, Wolf Blitzer got a backbone. Suddenly, he got the steel in his spine. Jake Tapper couldn't fight his way out of a paper bag. Suddenly a tough guy with Donald Trump. You know, Trump's too nice to them. Trump is far too nice to these people. I wouldn't even talk to them. I'd end all press conferences, period. Take a walk. Who needs you? We know who you are. Go to work for the Communist Party somewhere. Leave me alone. So then they bring up QAnon. I don't know who they are. I mean, I've seen it here and there. I don't really know. So I'm asking on the show today if you are, let's say, I don't even know what you mean by a member. Do you have hats? Like you wear fezes or somewhere at a convention in Philadelphia once every 10 years? Do you have a secret handshake when you meet each other? Do you rub each other's palm with a certain touch? Who is QAnon? I just got it. Hold on. It seems the media knows an awful lot about QAnon. Maybe they're onto something. So the media knows who they are and I don't? What do they know about QAnon that I don't? Huh? New York, Connor, line two. Are you a member of QAnon? What does it mean? What does it really mean?
Thanks for taking me, Dr. Savage. I've explained QAnon to a bunch of friends and family over the last 2.5 years, so I'll try to do my best in a way that makes sense and isn't too long-worded. But QAnon is a suspected, either current or former group or individual, someone that has military intelligence or intelligence experience or involvement. It is a single poster. Okay, so, you know, the media will often ascribe things that QAnon enthusiasts say on their personal Twitters as something that QAnon said, but really...
Let me follow you. So QAnon may be a single individual. He posts stuff or she posts stuff, and then people go on the site and put other stuff, and then the vermin in the media, I mean the Solenterites in the media, automatically say it's QAnon saying it. Is that it?
Yes, it's like saying, I'm a Michael Savage fan, I said something, and they say that you said it. So they often ascribe a lot of things that are said by followers to QAnon. But QAnon is written in one area. That's a group of people posting it together, or one person making the post is irrelevant.
So what are their most enlightening posts, this individual, this military intelligence person in QAnon? What is, in your mind, some of the top revelations that you have? Are there any revelations you remember?
Well, I'd like to also add that, you know, the reporter, the Solenterate that you brought up, she focused strictly on cannibalism and pedophilia. Now, I can't recall personally QAnon calling people cannibals, but he's definitely raised the issue of, you know, global pedophile rings, which I think is pretty well proven at this point between Prince Andrew.
Absolutely. I think it's very well known, for example, that we knew 15 years ago that there was a pedophile ring that was broken in Brussels, the head of world government, that many of them were pedophiles. It was not a hidden secret.
You also have, you know, Q bring up a lot of other topics. They talk about the, like you said, border language culture, the subversion of Obama, how he sold us out to China, Biden's, you know, it spans an entire spectrum of issues that have occurred in this country over the last...
So you are an individual in New York somewhere who follows QAnon, right?
Yes.
What has QAnon posted today or recently that sticks in your mind?
Recently, you know, it's funny, Q will go silent for sometimes a month. Sometimes it's been 6 weeks. Then posts come up every day.
Oh, so this individual waits for a real exposure of some kind or a real statement.
Yes. And so what a lot of people on the internet that follow Q are doing, they're decoding some of the posts because some of the posts are written in slightly coded terms. When you dig, there is a lot of information out there that actually turns out to be accurate. And for me, I always try to stay skeptical. But the one thing that started to get me about a year and a half ago, maybe more, 2 years ago, was Q finished a post with three symbols. He wrote Q plus plus plus. And then mere hours later, Donald Trump finished a tweet about his negotiations with North Korea, and he said, it's all happening, plus, plus, plus. Never done that before.
So, obviously the president reads QAnon, right? Or, you know, the president does not tweet all of his own things. That's well known. Isn't it true?
Yes. He retweets quite a few accounts that are very obviously QAnon related.
No. I mean, the president is not responsible for his own tweets to the full extent of the tweets that we see out there. There is an individual who is a social media guru.
I wouldn't doubt that. But I think the president is very well aware of QAnon. I think it has garnered...
May I assume that QAnon sees the danger we are in with the Democrat Socialist Communist Party versus what we will have to say? What passes for a patriotic party on the other side? What I say passes for, it's the closest we're going to get today, right? On the two sides?
Yes. QAnon is definitely a pro-human future. Definitely believes in the Republic, return to constitutional government.
Well, you're a very, very sharp guy. I mean, you're very articulate, Connor. I'm not going to ask for details. What age bracket are you in, your 30s?
I'm 33. As of last week, I've been listening to you since I was 13.
Okay, 20 years is a long time.
Yeah.
And I would assume, therefore, you're a very patriotic, pro-patriot kind of guy.
Yeah.
I'm gonna throw you a loaded question, which is bothering me greatly. The arrest yesterday of Steve Bannon and the war hero who lost or gave two legs and an arm to this country, who was sucked in by that group. What do you think about that arrest? Do you think it's all political, or do you think that they actually defrauded the public with the Build the Wall campaign?
Well, you know, to be honest, I'm just getting back on Long Island from a vacation upstate, but I have read a little bit about it. I do think it's politically motivated in some ways. Bannon has been really banging the pans against the CCP in China for the last 8 months, and you know how much the Democratic Party can't really have that. Any movement against the Chinese regime is a movement against the Democratic Party because they do operate hand in hand, in my opinion. I did read a little bit about it, and I think it is more focused on a different associate rather than Bannon himself.
Well, wait. It says how Bannon and his indicted business partners cashed in on Trump is the headline that I was reading. And again, and you got to know where this indictment came from. It came from the most corrupt, paranoid, left-wing organization in the United States, possibly in its history, and that's from the Southern District of New York. They are the ones who are out to get Donald Trump. Why would they go after Bannon and a war hero, Mr. Kolfage?
I think because they're supporters of the president, and this is all, I think it's twofold. One is Bannon is very much involved with anti-Chinese communist politics in the Southeast Asian region. And he's a former associate and supporter. And he's a very visible supporter of the president. So any amount of supposed scandal, especially in the next 8 weeks, is ammunition for them in their mind, and they're going to go for it in every way.
Well, we have a wounded veteran who gave two legs and an arm to this nation, being dragged through hot coals by anti-Americans in the media and in the Southern District of New York. That unto itself disturbs me very, very deeply. Now, I do not know Steve Bannon. I will say right now, I met him once. I found out he's a great fan of the show. Steve Bannon said to me, if it wasn't for you, the president wouldn't be president. He said, Michael, we went through all of your books. We picked out key words, key phrases, and wrote speeches based on them. He told me that, and I've said this before. It's no secret, and I was honored to hear that. But I don't know anything about these allegations. Do you? We build a wall, raised more than $20 million in weeks. And they claim that they took the money for their own benefit. And I don't know the details of this. I do know that the Build a Wall campaign, whether it's theirs or others, has been devoid of any real results. Where is the wall?
I think based on the last 4 years, the Mueller investigation was highly suspect, the way they arrested Roger Stone at 3 months.
I would agree with you. I would say that the wall would be built by now were it not for the American Communist Party, USA, and their followers in the government and media. They did everything they could to stop the wall with Mexico. Obviously, they're in favor of an illegal flow of aliens and drugs. Obviously, they like that. And that is something that they do not want stopped. So I wouldn't blame Trump for not building the wall as much as I would do as I would his detractors. Well, look, I'm so happy, Connor, that you followed me from New York. Are you listening to the show on the stream?
I'm streaming right now. We're in.
So even though they took me off WABC for political reasons and put on Mickey Mouse with laughing gas, you still found me.
Always have streamed you since they took you off.
Yeah, even though they have Mickey Mouse with laughing gas on, it's good to know that people know where the real truth is. Thanks for the call. God, look at the time speeding along here. I can't believe it. I can't say the time because it's across so many zones. And even if I say it's 46 minutes after the hour, I can't do that anymore because it's not. You may be listening, it's 42 after the hour. Another one's 49 after the hour. In Dubai, it's 14 after. I don't know. Nothing makes sense anymore. I saw a story this morning that bothers me. Zuckerberg. Facebook contingency plan in case Trump attempts to delegitimize election results. Zuckerberg put up a kill switch. Now, I asked myself the minute I saw it, I said, did you vote for Zuckerberg to be president? Did you vote for Zuckerberg to be more powerful than any leader in the world? No, you did not. And when any man becomes this powerful, whether by hook or by crook, whether by design or by capitalism, that is where any rational government steps in and delegitimizes that platform by taking away the monopolistic powers that he has accrued through his own Machiavellian genius. Back in a minute.
Savage.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNADS.com.
Time is almost up for this hour. It'll be another big hour. We're talking about what is QAnon? What do they stand for? Because I never really knew. I mean, I kind of knew. And the Solenterates in the media tried to smear Trump with it last night. Not talking about the vermin in Portland. Not talking about the violence in BLM. Not talking about the crooks in BLM. Not talking about the crooks in Antifa. No, the president's a bad guy because QAnon likes him. The fact of the matter is the communistic media are the quarks of anti-American hatred. Now you say, well, what the hell did you just say? I'll say it again. The communistic media are the quarks of anti-American hatred. So you say, what the hell is a quark? It's a type of subatomic particle which carry a fractional electric charge, which is seen to be building blocks of the hadrons. Say, well, okay, what is that? What are you talking about? The electric charge carried by the vermin, I mean the Solenterates in the media, the electric charges that they put out against Trump are the building blocks, not of the hadrons, but the building blocks of hatred against America, you, and the president. I hope Trump wins again, and I will volunteer to be the head of the FCC for $1 a year, because it's a war, baby. And when we win again, as I think we may, I will hope the president goes after them tooth and fang.
The Westwood One Podcast Network. Fans of the spoken word, welcome. This is a podcast Greetings, pod recipients. You are entering the Savage Nation. Read the book. See the movie. Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, the world's most exciting podcast, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, New York Times best-selling author and National Radio Hall of Fame inductee, Michael Savage.
Donald Trump hasn't grown into the job because he can't. And the consequences of that failure are severe. 170,000 Americans dead. Millions of jobs gone. While those at the top taken more than ever. Our worst impulses unleashed. Our proud reputation around the world badly diminished. And our democratic institutions threatened like never before.
Roll back into that Islamic cave you came out of, you bum, you. You lying... Okay, welcome to the Savage Nation. This is the new Michael. I'm not going to blow up. I'm warned by Jim and others not to go nuts. I could deal with what he just said rationally, but it would make no difference to the communistic media, who are the quarks of anti-American hatred. Welcome to hour number two. You know, it was a rough night here in Northern California because we can't breathe. The air is horrible. Should we blame that on Donald Trump as well? Oh, I'm sorry. It's global warming. Ask Governor Newsom. Governor, there's never been a time like this in the U.S. history. Could it be your forest policies of not cutting down a sacred rotten tree? Could it be that no matter how many fires we've had in Northern California, you still won't permit the cutting of dead wood? Just as you won't cut dead wood inside your administrations on the left? You have the mayor of New York, the gangster mayor of New York, has a wife, a radical wife who has a $2 million payroll, $2 million a year for her staff, while the garbage piles up in the streets of New York. You don't hear that from Jake Tapper, do you? A reliable source? Or any of the vermin, the Cilenterates on CNN? So we have trouble on our hands. Everything that Obama said is a lie. Blaming him for the COVID epidemic is outrageous. Let me remind you, then we'll go on to QAnon, of the truth. I got a call from President Trump in February of this year. And during that call, he actually said things to me which I can't repeat. It was right after he closed travel from China. This was at the same time that the lying goon, Nancy Pelosi, was seen walking the streets of Chinatown, San Francisco, telling everyone to go eat dim sum in Chinatown because it was perfectly safe. Not one of the rats in the media locally or nationally said one thing about the criminal who runs the Democrat Party. Not one word about Pelosi saying go eat dim sum in Chinatown while the president closed travel from China. In fact, because he closed travel from China, Nancy Pelosi, owned by the Communist Party USA, no doubt links to Communist China in ways we'll never know, takes umbrage with the president closing travel to China to stop the spread of the China virus, and has the nerve to say, go eat dim sum in Chinatown. And yet idiots in the media, I can use a bigger word, the quarks of anti-American hatred, if you'd like, I can go high, I can go low, I can go in the gutter, I can go to the mountaintop, whatever you want. So the real problem in America is not the Democrat Party, it's the media. The media is the single biggest problem that we have to overcome to survive as a free nation. It's the media, stupid. It's not even the economy, stupid. It's the media. To spend all of their capital blaming one man for an act of God, an act of nature, is an example of the psychosis of the left in this country. But I think you've heard all of this before, so I'm doing a novel topic. Novel topic is QAnon, because President Trump was challenged about QAnon by one of the Cilenterates in the media, making it sound as though he is supported by lunatics in QAnon. Well, I've heard of QAnon over the years. I'm in the media. I don't really know who they are. And we've been talking about it. And today's show is entitled QAnon Exposed. Just to get your attention, that's what the title of the podcast will be. I title all of my shows for the podcast. But it is also going to say plus a fish recipe, because I have a great new fish recipe for you. And I want to say to you, I woke up in the middle of the night. I couldn't sleep because of the bad air. Horrible. Nightmarish. Bad for a healthy person, a sick person, a baby, an old man, a young man, a dog, a fish, a leaf. It's horrible here right now. Who shall I blame? Governor Newsom for the policies of not cutting down deadwood in the forests before the fire? I wouldn't blame him. It's an act of nature. It's a perfect storm. A combination of bad forest management, a killing heat wave, and then the fires. We don't even know what started them. And you know what struck me in the middle of the night? I said, you got these men on the fire lines. Some of them are burnt in hospitals. They're the only thing between us and the Holocaust that could take over the whole state. These men on the fire lines are not even held up as the heroes they are. Instead, the rats and vermin in BLM and what did I, and what's the other one, Antifa, are now held up as somehow victims of a racist society. Have you heard anyone from BLM say they're going to go on the fire line and stop raising money for a minute and hating Donald Trump in America? I haven't seen them go to the fire line yet. Have you seen anyone from Antifa stop breaking and burning and hurting and looting? If it was me, I'd round them up and put them on the fire line with a hose. That's what I would do. I'd send in the military to grab them off the streets of Portland by their hair and by their ears, and I'd drag them onto the fire line and make them do something for the society. A house divided cannot stand, I thought in the middle of the night. Then I thought at 4:30 in the morning, I said, God hates California. I said, this is almost like a God thing. Look at California right now, hit with COVID, then hit with the fires. Mark my words, we're going to get an earthquake come October. So maybe I'm right or wrong. I'm telling you, the next thing is an earthquake. How would you like to be Gavin Newsom right now? Not only is he hit with natural disasters that he had nothing to do with in a way, but the Democrat Party just pushed him on the side because he's too white and too male and too normal. And they got this creature called Kamala Harris to be the front of the radical left in this nation. So it leads us to what is the election about? At 6:30 in the morning, I wrote up and wrote this down. It's a battle between your choice of Mr. Rogers versus Captain America. Who are you going to choose? The fake Mr. Rogers? He suddenly made believe he's a moderate. He is surrounded by the most vicious socialist, communist, anarchist the world has ever seen. Worse than in the Soviet Union in its heyday. More naked in their desire to destroy a society than the Soviets were. And so they found the perfect idiot to run with their baton of hatred. That's Mr. Rogers. And then we have on the other side President Trump, who is sort of like a Captain America type. At least that's the figurative image, right? Do you think that Biden really can beat Trump? Do you think the Dems really made a case that they should be in charge of this nation? Did you watch the convention at all? I didn't. Would you watch the Republican convention? I won't. What about the Bannon scandal? Do you think it's true that he used a war hero to enrich himself, or do you think it's all political? Who is QAnon? I will now take your calls right here on the Savage Nation. I don't know who the best caller is. Let's take one in a different part of the country. Daryl in Texas says he's been a member of Q for years, line 8. Daryl, go ahead. Please tell us about QAnon.
Yeah, well, it's very mystical, is all I can say. There's really not a lot of information released. But here recently, I've noticed that everything that gets posted on social media that flies the name QAnon, like, disappears. It's being censored. I can see there's a lot of radical ways of things that they produce going out about.
Well, right. Facebook took them off. Twitter took them down. Instagram, owned by the three tyrants who controlled media, social media. Anything that flies in the face of them, they remove.
That's correct. Now, see, I'm just a regular, normal, hardworking truck driver. So I've seen this country from one end to the other. I was deemed essential like March 15th, and all of a sudden I'm allowed to go anywhere I want, whenever I want, however I want, with no strings attached. And they are bringing up some points that, you know, make you really wonder is what it does to me. I mean, you got to have an open mind to listen to this stuff, but I listen to all different
All right, I understand. My father was a working class guy, and he got newspapers on all sides of the spectrum and said, I'll make up my own mind. No one, I don't need anyone to make up my mind for me. I get it.
That's it. But it's,
so, okay, so let me ask you, as a man who is the bedrock of America, and I'm not just, you know, blowing smoke, so to speak, without the trucks, we all starve to death.
Yeah.
The fact of the matter is we all live on the highway system, the trucks, fuel, you name it. So you guys are the glue, the intermediary between our survival and our demise, and you travel the nation. What do you think has to happen to stop Black Lives Matter from getting more corporate donations and lying to the American people about whites, about cops in particular? What has to happen to stop this?
Somebody has to take control of this situation. I mean, if I pulled this crap back in my days, I know that the cops were going to run me in and I wouldn't get out until, you know, but if Trump...
You mean the burning and the looting that's going on the Black Lives Matter banners across America?
I am seeing that garbage everywhere, especially when I was out there in L.A. this week. It has gotten ridiculous. The news media will not show you the truth. I mean...
You are right about that, my friend. They are the problem. They are not the solution. Daryl, I appreciate your listenership. So there's a man who follows QAnon to get their... He didn't say he believes everything he sees. Does anyone really know who QAnon is? I'm going to ask again. We have about 40 minutes left of this show today on this Friday, the 21st of August in the year of our Lord, 2020. We were told by an earlier caller that it is alleged to be someone from military intelligence who was QAnon, who posts these things intermittently. I am sure QAnon is listening to this show. I'm 100% sure that individual follows talk radio, follows social media, and I'm sure if they do, they're listening to this show right now. Jim, leave one line open for Mr. or Mrs. QAnon to call this program. Let's see what happens.
Savage.
It is Rock and Roll Friday on the Savage Nation. You know, life goes on. You got to make the best of it, right? So I asked QAnon to call in. He or she has not called, and I didn't really expect it, but Jim is hanging there with one open line. We may get an imposter. That'll be fun, too. You want to take a shot at it? Go ahead. Who is it, though? DD in Nashville has a suspicion there is no QAnon. DD, who do you think QAnon is?
Well, I actually do think there is a QAnon, and they may be planted. They do seem to tweet out or know a lot of things, but it hit me a while back that it's entirely possible that Q could be a Chinese plant or an American deep stater with a nefarious intention. And the reason.
So, wait. Let's follow your logic. Make believe you're working for the CIA when it was still the CIA. And you're actually on the side of America's survival. And you're saying, wait a minute, QAnon could be an enemy of America, trying to make it sound like they're a friend of America in order to do what? Embarrass the president?
No. It puzzles me why so many conservatives and Americans have just laid over and since the lockdown started and had been willing to let their rights be stripped away. And what better way to get people to stay calm and not resist authoritarian tyranny by these governors and public health officials than to make people who might normally resist it believe it's all in the plan for good to prevail over evil and just lay down like we've been seeing?
Well, you know, the Dr. Fauci of Sweden, speaking to your point, the equivalent of the head of that organization in Sweden says masks per se are absolutely no use whatsoever to prevent the spread of COVID. And yet we have morons here in America riding bicycles wearing masks. I saw two on surfboards with masks the other day in Sausalito. We have the most conformist situation in the history of this nation. People are throwing away their freedom without even questioning authority.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and a lot of my friends, they really kind of...
Wait, this is interesting. Which country was it that said we will not be muzzled? That it's not so much a mask, it's to muzzle opposition in the country, to shut their mouths under a mask. I don't know which nation it was where they said they wouldn't be muzzled. It was one of the European nations, Jim. Do you recall which it was? But it's true. They are muzzles. And it's interesting to me how the liberals have gobbled up the muzzle, and they want everyone to be muzzled like they are, don't they? except when it comes to hating white males and the president. Then suddenly the muzzle comes off, doesn't it?
Absolutely. Yep.
All right. Well, okay. Listen, I wish you did run the CIA. Doesn't a woman run the CIA right now? Women are pretty good at spying. Okay. I don't know who it is. I don't know who QAnon is. I don't know who they are. Florida Vance. I didn't give my fish recipe yet. I have lots of... So I'm cooking a lot more now. Before the next call on QAnon, I'm famous for shifting gears like this. Just to disturb the monodimensional talk show hosts who don't understand how to do it. They think it's a sign of weakness, not a sign of great strength. So normally you cook a fish. Let's say I got Petrolli sole, which I got last night, cod, Alaskan cod. It was thick, maybe 2 inches thick. Now, normally what you would do is you'd saute it a couple of minutes on each side, and that's the end of it, with whatever flavoring you want. I never use butter. That's the cheap trick to every... Why do people think that butter makes a dish better? That's how you cover up the bad taste of a bad piece of food. That is why restaurants coat everything in butter and sugar. It's to cover up adulterated bad food. You want to taste food, first of all, buy it yourself, then cook it yourself, and don't use butter. You get the olive oil very hot. I have to do this in 23 seconds now. I use celery. I first cook celery in the oil. I chop up the celery. I get the celery cooked down a little bit so it flavors the oil. Then scallions. Then you put the fish on with the skin down. That you all know. But here's Michael's trick. You take another frying pan. You invert it and you put it over the fish while it is cooking. So you get a combo saute and steam job.
Savage.
You're a podcast listener. And this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Oh man, I wish it was 1966 again. Jim, what would you do differently if it was 1966? Those are the great days of America. Are you kidding me? Such an optimistic nation with all the flaws and this and that. The country had a verve, a drive, an optimism. No one could defeat us. The country was the best country on earth. I mean, let's not go down who did it to us, okay? Now we have a stumble bum. Joe Biden now is going to save the nation. You hear this? This stumble bum has been in politics since before I was born, I think. This stumble bum can't get through a paragraph. Now he's going to save the nation. So who do you believe anymore? My good friend Matt Drudge says it was a barn burner. Matt, come on. Biden barn burner? Vows to end season of darkness. This stumble bum? He can't even make a Windsor nut. Jill didn't even make a Windsor nut properly from even the picture. They look like they put it on a stiff. That's like a tie that they would put on like it was a mortuary up in Tahoe when someone died in a ski accident. The third-rate mortician up there would make a tie like that for the stiff to throw him in the box. I never saw anything like, this guy's going to save the world. He can't do a tie right. Even I learned how to make a tie when I was a kid to make sure it was in the middle. He's not going to save the Western world. But okay, you know, you want to believe it? Go ahead, believe it. Trump's that bad? Trump destroyed the world. Everything wrong in the world, Trump did. You really believe that too, huh? And if only Trump were gone, great days would be here again. Let me tell you a little secret from my point of view. If I were Trump, I would hope to lose. I wouldn't want to be president with what's coming in this nation. Because of COVID, because of this, because of that, because of the violence, no one can fix it. This nation may be broken for a very long time into the future. Let's leave it at that. There's no miracle that could happen, whether it's the stumblebum faker or the Gettys who really run him. The Pelosi machine isn't going to fix this nation. You think they're automatically going to call Antifa back, tell them to go home, cut their hair, and mow the lawn? You think they're going to tell Black Lives Matter to go back into the box and stop hating white people the minute they take over the country? Are you joking? I don't think so. I think that there are anarchists that are out of control in this nation because the government won't crack down. And I don't think that the stumblebums holders or the stumblebums controllers are going to do it either. Trump won't do it. He didn't do it now. Why would he do it after the election? No one can fix this economy right now. Between what happened with the COVID, number one, now in California, the fires, I've never seen anything like this. Never in all the years I've lived here. Forget who did it or why it happened. It's an act of God. The economy is in shambles. They're not going to blame Governor Newsom. You can't. You could say the forests were mismanaged, which they have been for 25, 30 years. But the fact of the matter is, it's just a perfect storm of a horrible number of events that came together. The worst heat wave in the life of me here in California. The state is unlivable. It's unbearable. I wake up in the middle of the night. I think I'm back in Queens in 1965 with incinerator ash coming down on me. I mean, I grew up with this crap. It's really nothing when you think about it. We had this ash every day in Queens, New York in the 60s. It's why I left New York. Ash used to burn garbage in the apartment buildings, and ash would rain down on you in the eye. No one dying from it. No one wore a mask. We thought we would look like Mickey Mouse and Donald Duck in Tokyo if we put a mask on. Who wore a mask but idiots in the China in a Tokyo subway? Now every moron's a surgeon. That I don't mind as much as the idiots who wear the bandanas on their neck like they're going to hold up a bank. They think they're the Cisco Kid, these schmucks. Every guy who thinks he's cool wears like a Cisco Kid around his neck. Doesn't stop anything from coming out of your nostrils. More particularly, nothing from coming in your nostrils. So this stumblebum Biden's going to be a bond burner? He's going to save the country? Are you joking? Who is QAnon that they're so all of a sudden a big deal to the left? What are they so afraid of? Why is the media so afraid of QAnon that they make it an issue? Okay, Bobby in Las Vegas, you claim you are QAnon or you know who they are. Who are they? Bobby, are you there? Jim, Bobby, line five. Bobby's gone. They knocked him off. He's gone. Is he gone or not gone? We had a caller who said he is Q and he was in Las Vegas, but he's gone. That's actually good. That means he may have been Q. And then the Chinese sent the drone and took him out. I don't know. Why do I know? They took him out with a drone. Who knows? So let's take acolytes from QAnon instead of the Q himself. Let's take the acolytes of Q. I don't know who to take. Jim, pick a caller for me. I can't pick him. I don't know who these people are. Pick anyone you want. Dealer's choice on the Savage Nation. Anyone is good. Who are we picking? All right, line eight. Go ahead. Line eight, you're on the Savage Nation. John from California, who is QAnon?
I don't know exactly who Q is, but it's not QAnon. There's Q. There's a guy named Q, or supposedly a person named Q that does the posting. The Anons are people that are anonymous. And anonymous people, they post anonymous things about what they know about the shadow government, or that type of thing.
But here's what the basis or weakens the entire Q thing, which is talking about Pizzagate over and over again, the secret cult of child molesters in Washington, and naming names. I mean, where's the evidence to this?
Yeah, I followed it a lot when it first came out, but, you know, most of it, you know, it's just kind of... you know, there wasn't anything to it. They kept saying something was...
But where'd this come up with? A woman a few calls ago said maybe the Chinese are behind it. I think if the Chinese are not behind it, they've actually hacked it by putting up stuff about a satanic cult of pedophiles and cannibalism in order to undermine Q. That's my analysis. What do you think of that theory?
Well, this is what I know about it, is that the first time I talked about it to somebody, I was on a private tour at the Reagan Ranch, and we're on that little private bus that takes you up there, and I'm talking to a guy from Texas about it, and then this guy behind me who looks like some kind of secret intelligence guy, the guy had muscles on his face, I'm ex-military, he looks like the kind of guy that, you know, he kills people, you know, like a lot of people, and he said, oh, it's true, that he's a white hat, and that there's white hats and then black hats, which are like people like Brennan and Comey. They're all black hats that are trying to...
Absolutely. But, you know, all the years I've done this show, going back a long time, John, I used to ask for the people, the patriots left inside the military, the patriots in FBI, the patriots in CIA, the patriots in the NSA, to do something to save this nation. Do you think that's what this group is?
I honestly think there is that group there, but I'm not sure. I haven't followed it much, but...
Well, here's what I want to know. Why can't they stop a group of degenerate vermin like Antifa from burning Portland every night. This has been going on for months now. I'm telling you, 10 military men trained to hurt people could go in there undercover and take them down in 3 seconds. Why haven't they done it?
Because the military generals will go against Trump and they'll try a coup and they'll probably get away with it. That's what I think.
Yeah, I think we've had a soft coup when they all turned on Trump when he tried to use the military, as prior presidents have done, saying it's not American, which is bullshit. Sorry, Jim, catch that. It's bullcrap. Presidents going back to Eisenhower have used the military to quell insurrections and riots. And these generals who stood up and said that it's wrong for Trump to use the military are definitely on the wrong side of this issue. That's all I can say. And I'm being rather polite about it. Why is there no activity to stop these people night after night in Portland? Tell me why. And the answer from my point of view is because both parties think that it's in their favor to keep the unrest going. And the Republicans are making a huge error in thinking that it's in their favor. If Trump is running as the law and order alternative to the no law and disorder of the stumble bum Joe Biden, then Trump needs to crack down immediately. I'll tell you right now, it would not turn the moderates against Trump. It would turn the moderates for Trump. Every other issue in this country, we all know there's very little that could be done about it. There's very little that could be done about COVID. There's very little that could be done about the fires other than grabbing Antifa off the streets and putting them on the front lines with a hose in their hand. Let them become the armies of the night. Put them out there on the fire line instead of letting people get burned up with the best of this nation. California is burning, and so are several other Western states, by the way. And there's only a few men between the whole state going up and the fires taking over, rather. And all we hear in the media from the, you won't believe what the local media in San Francisco said to show you how sick they are. They said the firemen failed to stop the fire. Did you hear me, Jim? They said the firemen failed, use the word failed, to stop the fire. Okay, here we go again. I'm not supposed to get excited. I'm not going to go off on a tirade right now. It's not going to change anything. That's going to get me emotionally upset. So I've made my point over and over again. Why is Trump not cracking down? Well, he tried. He sent in federal agents and they almost burnt them to death in the federal building. Why? Because they were not authorized to open fire. Why were they not authorized to open fire? You got people setting fires on a police station, on federal buildings. What do you mean you can't open fire? What are they, sacred? Do you know that if a foreign entity invaded this country, they couldn't do more damage to this nation than Antifa and BLM has done to this nation since the death of Mr. Floyd? A foreign entity could not do as much damage to this nation as has been done by BLM, Antifa, and their fellow travelers. So what's the solution? I gave it to you the other day. I tweeted it the other day. You go after the funders of BLM, who are now most major American corporations, and you make them pay for the repairs to the cities. That's number one. Then suddenly you'll find out how this all stops overnight. Make Goodyear pay for it. Take them to court. Don't take them to court. Do it by executive order and say, you like Black Lives Matter? Well, okay, then you're going to support the rebuilding of these cities, and we're hitting you with the bill, whether you like it or not. And you could take your lawyers and send them to Guantanamo, because that's what we're going to do. That's how you stop it. You go to the funding source. How can a nation under Trump who stopped ISIS? By the way, Obama gives a speech on this and on that. That lying bum capitalized like you can't believe. Houses all over the world, decimating the beach in Hawaii for his new mansion. And he's telling us Trump is a this, Trump is a that. How come, Obama didn't stop ISIS for all the years he was president? How come ISIS grew under Obama? How come ISIS thrived under Obama? And it was only when Trump came along and collaborated with Russia, and both the Russian Air Force and the U.S. Air Force decimated those terrorists, that this great threat to civilization on the planet was stopped. How is it that a president who could stop ISIS is so hamstrung by the vermin in the media that he can't stop a group called Antifa and a group called BLM, who are damaging one city after the other in this nation under the guise of anti-racism? Answer that question, would you please?
Savage.
What is QAnon and what does it stand for is the question. And we're learning a lot about it today, a little bit about it anyway, plus a fish recipe. You say, what the hell are you mixing a fish recipe in with QAnon? Why not? Living well is the best revenge. So, you know, take what you can get from me. I mix things together in order to stop going nuts. You want me to talk about the dossier? My name is now Harvey Wallbanger. Dossier. Left all the way to the bank. Dossier. I know about the rule, keep it simple, stupid. But there's a point after which even the stupid people stop listening to it. Who is QAnon? I want to know. Joe in New York, line 7. What's on your mind, my friend?
Hello, Dr. Savage. I'm a college student and a devoted QAnon supporter.
Who is Q?
So Q, it's a militant operation that was formed, I believe, around when JFK Jr. actually passed away. And this was going on for a while until Trump.
Wait. You're talking about that suspicious plane crash over the Long Island Sound that I always thought was an assassination?
Yeah.
I even said it on the radio show at the time. And why would he have been killed? There's only one reason. Because he was a lock-in for that seat in New York. That was a safe liberal seat, guaranteed liberal seat. And who became senator from New York after he died?
It was
Hillary Clinton. She became a carpetbagger, bought a house in Chappaquiddick. I'm not putting two and two together, but I'm saying it was awfully apparent to me that he didn't die by accident in that plane crash.
Yeah.
Let's say I was highly suspect of him dying in that plane crash by accident. It looked to me like somebody veered him to the ground by taking over the controls of the plane or guided him wrong in the fog. And that seat had been a liberal seat forever. So you're saying Q arose then?
Yeah, so this was a bunch of militant military people, generals, and they were white hats, and they were also black hats, militant people. And basically these people were waiting for a perfect candidate such as Trump that had no affiliation with...
So does QAnon support Trump? Are they pro-Trump? Is that why the media is attacking them? Is that the assumption?
Yes, and I also want to point out there have been over 4,600 posts, and this is around the first time the media is attacking them, which is strange after 4,600 posts.
You mean the media is suddenly going after QAnon because although they've been banned by Chairman Zuckerberg and Chairman Dorsey of the all-powerful World Circle, now that they are not banned because they're still finding a way to reach people, they're suddenly being attacked by the vermin in the media, the Solenterates in the media? Yeah, of course. Well, you know what? Let's keep doing it. More QAnon, the better. Let's hear what everyone has to say. And ask yourself questions and remember one adage from the 70s. Question authority. Never forget that. Please check out my new book because you will not see it anywhere on Fox News in the near future. It's coming September 15th. You'll only hear about it on The Savage Nation. It's the most important book I have ever written. Thank you.
The Westwood One Podcast Network.